How does your email inbox look right now? Are you drowning in a sea of messages that keep coming in waves faster than you can deal with them? Well, at least there is some comfort in knowing that you're not the only one. According to a recent study, the average person receives 28 emails per day and has at least 184 in their inbox. So I guess if there is a better way of handling them, of course, we all want to know about it. Joining me on Tech Daily today with some tips in this area is Melissa Dewick from Microsoft Australia. Hi, Mel.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Okay. Now, first up, why are we suddenly getting so many emails?
It used to be that email was between the people you knew, but it's become just a deluge of email. You may have signed up for newsletters, some commercial information, you're getting people's social status updates, you've opted in and subscribed to various commercial items, and all of that is constantly incoming straight to your inbox. Add to that you've probably got multiple inboxes, work email, you might have personal email, also your SMS in, your Facebook, and it just has become chaotic for people and it's stressful and we're feeling really overloaded by all of the incoming email. It's chaos.
What about webmail? How has webmail changed the way we look at email? Previously, I guess there was perhaps even a limit to how much email we could keep, but perhaps that view has changed over the last few years.
One of the things with webmail is that it was first introduced with Hotmail in 1996, and that has just changed over those nearly two decades. And webmail has become just always on across all devices. The Outlook.com is a free personal email from Microsoft, and it's our web-based email service. And what we've seen is that it is certainly true that the people are getting so much more email. It does spiral into an out-of-control inbox. So with Outlook.com, we've really tried to help people by giving them lots of different tools to start to make their email less stressful and more manageable.
Is it bad that I have, say, this could be alarming, over 5,000 emails sitting in my my webmail inbox and I really don't feel that I need to go through and delete them?
This can be a confessional. That is a lot. But what you're talking about there alludes to another problem, which is the irrelevant email we're receiving. It just doesn't matter to you. So that's something we wanted to help with. In Outlook.com, we already had a number of features to help people do away with those multiple unwanted emails. And we've taken it a step further by announcing some new features. The advanced rules in Outlook.com really help me fire and get quickly to the content that I do care about, which is the, contact people that I'm corresponding with, things that I am replying to. And so these messaging improvements, just to help, it's almost automatic. So you yourself, the user, can take a look at your inbox and set up some conditional rules so you can actually get across that chaos and file it into categories. Mark the junk as junk, mark things you want to file and move. And that really is, as automatic as filing can get. And I'd love one in my inbox as well. Just someone to come in and make sense, make it a bit less stressful for that 28 on average a day that's coming in and adding it really quickly to over 200 a week.
Now all of these new advanced features coming into Outlook.com, are they rolled out now or are you slowly pushing that out to accounts over an amount of time?
Yeah, these improvements to Outlook.com will be rolling out to our customers over the next few weeks. So if they're not already in your Outlook.com account today, keep checking. Their rollout is in motion, so you'll be able to enjoy some of these new features. And we've even added in something else you might be interested in, Andy. No, do you ever make mistakes?
Always.
Oh, well, okay. So we've actually added an undo feature. Now, it is webmail, and so a lot of people are, really looking for their personal email to still act as a fully powerful email client with all the features you'd expect. So we do make mistakes, and billions of emails in Outlook.com are moved from one folder to another every week. And we'd had feedback from our customers that, yes, occasionally they'd drop an email into the wrong folder or something was flagged for junk accidentally, or they'd hit delete by accident. And given it's a cloud service, it wasn't as easy to undo mistakes on all those ranges of commands you might like to use. So we have added an undo feature, so you can start to just really quickly with the undo button bring things back.
Mel, can I ask how you think some of these new advanced features might compare to products offered by other webmail services such as Yahoo and Google? It's a pretty competitive space.
It is. With Outlook.com, it's our free personal email, and our goal with the product is to deliver the most personal and productive web-based email service to customers. So these new features this week another example where we're listening to customers, releasing features in an ongoing pattern so that we can constantly improve and constantly give people more to manage their webmail. So for our customers, you know, we're listening, we're evolving the product to really respond to what it is that people are using email for. Another example that's quite exciting in this release is this idea of real-time messaging. We know that's something very pervasive that customers are doing, and they're starting chat sessions straight from within an email. Everybody wants to speak real-time. So what we've done is you can now browse your people in your contact list, seeing who's currently available cross-service. So are they available in Skype? Are they available in Facebook? You'll be able to see who's available and which service they're available in, and you can straight away, alongside their contact, be able to video or just chat from multi-platforms. So that type of integration is something, you know, we've done improvements to that service because it's the type of things people want to do straight from within their webmail is shift to a real-time conversation with people who are online. So that's one of our messaging improvements that we've worked hard to bring to our customers. And then inline reply. Dotcom customers use the reply button almost 8 million times a day globally. And such a lot of web traffic for email reply. So we've added a feature in our UI, which is inline reply. So you can directly respond to an email thread without launching a new view. That just helps you save time, helps you track your conversations more easily. So these messaging improvements to Outlook.com is really exciting for our customers to really regain control of their inbox and to make the service meet that goal that we set ourselves, which is to deliver the most productive web-based email service for customers.
With the new features that are being rolled out, are they easy to set up for the average user?
Absolutely, and that's the beautiful thing about a web-based email service. The service, the cloud service, will update with these features for users. So when you log in to your email at Outlook.com, these features will be live in the email client. We'll make those features more discoverable for you and explain what they are so that as you navigate these additional features, we'll be able to help you learn about them and certainly use them and take advantage of them as well. So all of that is rolling out for customers at Outlook.com over the coming days and weeks.
Excellent. Sounds good. I will, I'm very tempted now to go to my inbox and tidy up a little bit. Mel, thanks again for the chat on Tech Daily.
My pleasure, Andy. Thanks again.